everyone. Welcome to All Things Iceland. This is Jules, a native New Yorker that moved to Iceland in 2016. After falling in love with the country, I started the All Things Iceland podcast and social media channels in 2018 to share with travelers and others who are interested in Iceland about the country's fascinating history, culture, nature, language, and travel, sharing insights, travel recommendations, folklore, interviews, and so much more. Have helped thousands to become more familiar with Iceland and have epic adventure. This episode is part of my Folklore Friday series, in which I am sharing an Icelandic folklore story every Friday of 2024. And if you'd like to check out other stories that I've shared of folklore that range from ghost stories to fascinating animals, trolls, hidden people, all sorts, you can check that out on allthingsiceland.com. Today, though, is focused on what would be considered Iceland's Loch Ness Monster. And this monster can potentially be found nestled in East Iceland in a lake that many people drive by but have no idea if they're visitors. What could be lurking in there? And this particular lake is called Lagafljót, and it's running along the largest forest in Iceland. The water is really murky because it is runoff from Vatnajökull Glacier and it goes to the sea. But all of the water in between is kind of this grayish color, so you can't see into it, which of course adds to the whole lore of the story that maybe there could be some type of huge monster that is living there and thriving. And you might be wondering, what kind of a monster is this? Is it like Nessie, for instance? Well, so the creature is called Lagafljót Ormur. And in essence, it's a huge worm. And how it was said to have started is quite strange. So a young girl who was basically having a bout of greed is the reason why this worm ended up in the lake. And so she was gifted a gold ring by her mother. And while she liked the gold ring, she wanted more. She wanted to maximize its value. And so her mother told her about a local myth that if you place a worm on the gold, it would make the gold multiply. So the girl, in her hopes of getting more gold for what she had already owned, she decided to lock a worm in a chest with the ring. But instead of the gold multiplying, the worm just grew exponentially. So it was getting larger and larger. When she realized what was happening and she saw this huge worm was continuously growing, she freaked out, which I think is a pretty valid response. So she hurled the chest into the lake. It was like, well, that's done, and decided to go on about her life. But this worm pretty much developed into what's considered a giant sea snake. But to be clear, it is a worm. So just want to make that as clear as possible. And when it comes to the random fact of the episode, there are numerous people that have claimed to have seen this giant worm. And there even is a video, probably more than one video, but I know of one video for sure online in which people are showing, or a person is showing, what looks like something snaking through the lake and the water on the surface of it, and being like, this is the footage that, you know, shows that it's true, this worm actually exists. And so, yeah, I don't know. I've never seen it. I've been to East Iceland quite a bit. But that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. But it just means that it's perhaps eluded me every time I've gone there. I don't know if I would like to see that, though, just to be fair. It might be a little bit crazy to see a giant-looking snake slash worm thing in the water. The Icelandic word of the episode is Lagafljót Ormur, and that translates to the Lagafljót worm, or even just Ormur is a good Icelandic word of the episode. So worm, Ormur, that was a little bit easier to say than Lagafljót Ormur, but you can choose which one you'd like to try. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you are enjoying the All Things Iceland podcast, Feel free to leave a written review or a star rating. Written reviews especially help people to be able to learn what they might hear, or at least your experience, and if they would like to listen to the show and learn some fascinating things about Iceland. As always, thank you so much for listening. Takk að þér kærlegar fyrir að hlusta, og sjáumst fljótlega.